أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إلا بلاغا من الله ورسالاته ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإن له نار جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to announce and say that nobody can escape from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Even Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about himself that who can protect me besides Allah Ta'ala. In other words, Allah has given me a duty and a function, and that is to convey His message to mankind. And that is my prime duty. And if I don't do that, then who can save me from Allah Ta'ala? So I have no choice. And besides the choice also, the conviction Allah Ta'ala gave to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nobody had that iman and conviction. Allah took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for Mi'raj, and he saw the conditions of Jannah with his own eyes. He saw the conditions of Jahannam with his own eyes. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had that iman which we can never ever have. And with that conviction, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was inviting people, and he said, no, nothing can stop me from doing this. I have to do it and I will do it. And my duty is إِلَّا بَلَاغًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِسَالَاتِ مَگر پہنچانا ہے اللہ کے طرف سے اور اس کا پیغام لانا. I have no other choice but to convey the message which Allah has given me and all the rules and regulations of Deen and Sharia to bring them completely to mankind. And once I have done it, and I have done it properly, as on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, hal ballaghtu risala? Have I conveyed this message of Allah Ta'ala? And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum in one voice said, you have done full justice to it. And you have done your duty and you have conveyed the message. So when that is the case and the message is there, then as explained previously also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hidayat is not in my hands. My duty is to bring the message to you. Now it is up to you to follow the correct path. And those who do not follow the correct path and the commands of Allah, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ اور جو کوئی حکم نہ مانے اللہ کا اور اس کے رسول کا, and those who do not obey, who disobey Allah and His Rasul, who do not accept the commands of Allah and His Rasul, فَإِنَّ لَهُ نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. So اس کے لئے آگ ہے دوزخ کی, رہا کرے اس میں ہمیشہ. Those who do not believe at all and they die in that condition, they will remain forever and ever in the fire of Jahannam. Those who believe before they die, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them, they make tawbah, Allah will forgive them on the bringing of iman. And those who believe but do wrong deeds and do not fulfill the commands of Allah and they don't make tawbah also, it depends on Allah whether He will forgive them or not, or they will have to pay for that wrongs of theirs, and then they will get Jannat if they died with iman. So, حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْ مَا يُوْعَدُونَ, یہاں تک کہ جب دیکھیں گے جو کچھ ان سے وعدہ ہوا. And then when they will be raised up on the day of Qiyamah, they will see clearly all those things that were promised to them. And they will realize that whatever was told has come as a reality. فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَضْعَفُ نَاصِرًا وَأَقَلُّ عَدَدًا, تب جان لیں گے کس کی مددگار کمزور ہے اور کتنی ہیں تھوڑے. Then on that day they will realize that their helpers are very weak and their helpers are very few also in number. Yeah, in this word, the kuffar of Makkah used to say that we don't believe in the day of Qiyamah. But if perchance there is such a day, then we have got enough helpers to help us and we will be big in number and we won't have a problem. So Allah Ta'ala said, there is no question of that. On that day they will realize Like a person who does something wrong and he thinks he can get away. But when he's caught up with, and then he realizes now there's nobody. Even his friends turn away from him. Those people who expect it will give evidence for him, they are giving evidence against him now. So this will be the day of Qiyamah, when even the idols will say that we did not tell these human beings that they must worship us. We were stone, we were wood, what could we, and they made us, how could they worship us? They will also turn against a person. Further, these people used to ask all the time, that this day of Qiyamah you are talking about, you are saying it's going to come, when is it going to come? We are waiting, tell us, when is this day going to come? So Allah Ta'ala says with regard to that, قُلْ إِنْ أَدْرِي أَقَرِيبٌ مَا تُوْعَدُونَ تو کہ میں نہیں جانتا کہ نزدیک ہے جس چیز کا تم سے وعدہ ہوا. That I don't know, that knowledge Allah has not divulged to anyone whatsoever. Not even Jibreel alayhi salam, not even to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when the day of Qiyamah will be. That knowledge Allah has kept it solely to himself. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam did not try and show that he is a know-all and he knows everything. What he did not know, and as the next ayat will explain, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not alimul ghaib. That is a very important point to understand also, which will come in front. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never tried and showed that I know everything. So he said, I don't know when the day of Qiyamah will be. Is it soon? Am yaj'alu lahu rabbi amada. Ya karte usko mera rab ek muddat ke baad. Or is Allah going to fix it at a certain time? That is just in the knowledge of Allah. Has that time been fixed? Is it near? Or is Allah going to fix that time? The knowledge of the day of Qiyamah is solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And these are futile discussions to get into. The important issue is to prepare for that. And especially when we don't know when it's going to come, it may come any time, then more a person must be keen to prepare for that. If, for example, the agent tells you are going for Umrah, but I don't know when the visa will come, you must be ready. Now, this person hasn't got time to play with. He must be complete. If he phones in the morning and he tells your flight is in 5 hours' time, you have to be ready and you have to go. Like that, and the day of Qiyamah is fixed, and our small Qiyamah of our mort is also fixed. So we have to be ready for that, and whenever the time comes, we should be ready to go and not get engaged in futile discussions that when is the time, when will we go, etc. We must be ready to go. May Allah give us tawfiq.